T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Will Carroll's also a pretty clever guy. He is our injury expert and columnist of Under the Knife. You can Google Under the Knife or go to underthenife.substack.com to get the very latest. He joins us every Thursday at this time, and he's back on the waitforward.com hotline. Morning to you, Will.
Morning to you guys. How's everything going?
Pretty good, Will. How have you been quarantining? It's getting a little warm around your way, so you've been doing good?
Yeah, I've been doing great. You know, it was tough hearing about Claudel Washington, especially on what should be a great baseball day with the draft last night. But he was actually one of the players at the first game I ever went to, which was there in Atlanta.
With that being said, you got it, John. You got it.
I was just going to say, yeah, I missed him too. I loved him as well. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, I was about to say, you know, with football season, you know, right around the corner, Ty Gurley. Mm-hmm. Past his physical, I mean, as we expected. But does that remove any doubts that something is wrong with his knee or any concerns?
No. This is the thing that a lot of people misunderstand about physicals. Physicals aren't about saying, you know, he's absolutely healthy. It's kind of like buying a used car. It doesn't mean there's not problems. It doesn't mean there's not wear and tear. It just means that you accept those risks. There's not something surprising there. We know his knees are arthritic. We know the history he has there. They know that they're going to have to work on how to get him back. And the Rams, as good as they are medically, their team doctors, Neil Elitrosh, one of the top sports surgeons around, they just couldn't keep him healthy without resting him quite a bit. Even then, he was having the swelling in his knees after games, even after practices. So the Falcons are going to have to do that. By passing the physical, basically they mean they're accepting the risk. There's nothing they saw that goes above and beyond what they expected. Doesn't mean he's completely healthy. It just means they've taken on the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And what risk are they taking on with an arthritic knee?
That it stays problematic. What he has trouble doing is not swelling up afterwards. Those knees are painful. He can still run. He can still push, but it's afterwards. So can you get him back quickly enough to play week after week? How much is too much for him? Will the turf there be problematic rather than the grass he was playing on at home? It doesn't appear so. You know, if you take a look when he was playing on the road and played on turf, he practiced on turf, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. It's just going to be a matter of how do you figure out just how much juice you can squeeze out of him without setting him back and making it impossible for him to play the following week.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll. Well, you brought up turf. There's been much made here in Atlanta about Georgia Tech announcing that it's going to go away from grass and go back to turf. Now, granted, when they go back to turf this time, it's going to be a far superior product than they had, you know, back in the day. They've come a long way in terms of turf. How far have we come? Is there a difference in terms of the potential for injury on turf, on this modern field turf that they use with all the padding and everything else versus grass?
It's certainly better and different, at least. You see different kind of injuries. What it really comes down to is preparation. And Georgia Tech, I imagine, has taken a look at this. You would think that all of them would prepare it the same, but we've seen places, especially here in Indianapolis and down in Houston, that have had just trouble after trouble. And they have two different kinds of turf. There's about four major manufacturers, a couple smaller ones out there. I don't know which one Georgia Tech is going to go with. But, you know, these, a lot of high schools have it now because it's lower cost. You know, it's not like they've never played on it before. I don't know what their practice facility is there, but so many indoor facilities have turf. So it's not really much of an adjustment for teams, especially the players.
Hugh, can I ask a question from a former player, and Will, you know, you can chime in on this too. When it comes to turf and grass that I guess I failed to mention when we were talking about it yesterday, the difference in shoes. I mean, you're not wearing cleats on, you're wearing a different kind of shoe. How much of an adjustment is that, Hugh?
Well, it's you wear a molded cleat. It all depends on what makes you comfortable. I know a lot of offensive linemen, they would wear tennis shoes because they don't have to dig in. But as a defensive lineman, John, I like to dig in a little bit, you know, to get that push off. So I would wear like a molded bottom cleat,
Yeah. You
know, something like that. That was probably the best bet for me. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely preference. You know, you don't have to wear, you know, you wouldn't, you know, like wearing the adjustable, like the adjustable cleats and stuff like that. That probably wouldn't be a good look for a turf field. Probably wouldn't be a good thing for you.
No, that would go very poorly. And that's where turf toe actually came from. When you would dig into that stickier turf, which that old plastic stuff was, your toes would dig under and you know, it's kind of the equivalent of pulling it straight back. So that's where that came from. So the sticky stuff does two things. First, you can stop quicker, which can cause some problems, and you have a tendency to just take the skin right off, which is why you often see guys either wearing the longer sleeves or those little taped-on sticker-looking things that are basically at the impact points.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what those white things, they're basically like, yeah, that's what that is, to prevent turf burn.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact is, and this is something we have to think of with the kind of the pandemic going on, fields are dirty. Fields are just filthy with sweat and spit and God knows what else. Even when they replace the filling underneath, it is just a filthy, dirty place that you don't want to be, which is one of the real downsides, is keeping it clean.
You know, I want to ask another question about turf, if I can, Will, because this is now that you bring this up, this was something that I was kind of curious about, and Hugh, you can jump in on this too, because you may have experienced this. These new turfs that have the ground rubber, right? That's what that stuff is, right? You know, when my daughter was playing soccer, her high school had one of those fields that had the ground-in rubber that was in there in the thing. And I would think that, you know, I'd see it kind of puff up every now and then, like little clouds of dust here, which is no big deal, except for the goalie. And when she was playing, you know, she'd dive head first into this, you know, brown cloud. I'm thinking, what is she sucking into, you know, her body? What's she taking into her lungs?
John's a germaphobe. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. There have been major questions about those, especially because that same kind of substance, which was recycled tires, was used on a lot of playgrounds. And kids obviously get down in it, they'll stick anything in their mouth. Same sort of stuff is used. They've made it better, and they've kind of taken a process to take one of the suspected carcinogens out. That was a big California case. But it still does get up. The biggest worry that players have, especially in soccer, is getting in their eyes, because that does puff up. You can see it as guys drag their feet. It's great for instant replay, not so good for your eyes.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering about that. We're talking to Will Carroll. He's our injury expert. Hugh, did you ever play in one of those fields?
Yeah, we had that. They had a little bit of variation of that when we played at the vet back in Philadelphia. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vet also had those seams that were about a mile wide.
Right, exactly. You know, baseball, I have a theory here that the commissioner came out last night because, you know, 22 days away from July 3rd, which was the start date that was first proposed for Major League Baseball, and they need 3 weeks in spring training 2.0, that the commissioner came out last night ahead of today, where he's going to basically order the players and owners back to work. But we'll see if that happens. If he does that, you're going to have a shortened spring training and you're going to get right back into this thing. What are the injury odds go back up because you're going to have 3 weeks to get ready, especially when it comes to pitchers and trying to overdo it to get their arms up to speed to be able to pitch in a regular season game or no?
No, I don't think so. Not as much as people are going to let on. Talking to athletic trainers and pitching coaches around the league, they've kept their pitchers on a pretty solid track. I mean, some teams are going to do this better than others, but most pitchers are relatively ready. They're essentially staying where they would be at the start of spring training. And do you need all of spring training to come back? No. The problem is 3 weeks enough to gear back up and put the workload, the chronic workload, back into the arm to get it ready to go 5, 6, 7 innings. No. So what I think we're going to see is a lot of 4 and 5 inning starts, that we're going to see some really creative use of the bullpen. And I think that's going to be a major advantage, because with a shortened season, every win is going to be amplified. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, some sort of tandem system where you have two pitchers going 3 or 4 innings each. And I honestly think, this is kind of crazy to say, but one of the teams that's going to have a major advantage is going to be Houston, because Dusty Baker has regularly gone to a 4-man rotation. He likes using a short rotation, especially towards the playoffs and in the playoffs. So I think of all the people I could compliment, I think Dusty Baker is probably the best setup for a short season.
And he's got to still deal with the fact that we haven't forgotten what happened prior to Dusty's arrival. Okay, that's all I'm just
saying. John's not going to let you forget that. John's a little bit of a germaphobe, and he's an elephant. He never forgets. He remembers everything.
Well, as always, where can the fans find you?
Yeah, you can just Google Under the Knife. My column, it's a newsletter. It comes out fairly regularly, and it's free all the way up to whenever opening day may be.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Will. You're the man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.